Hi, this is Elin's Guidance from Lynn, let's try this again. Lynn from Elin's Guidance, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast. I did say that right, yes? Not Nether Twisted? Now I'm all confused.
And then dare to challenge me? I will tear the hearts from your chests and offer them as gifts to the Death God, Ruag Nyagabor!
Now we're getting someplace!
Hey, and welcome to the Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is episode 25. Wow, we're a quarter century old or something like that. We're recording actually on December 2nd, 2008. And welcome to the show. I am.
Who are you, Finn?
Who am I? I was going to say. I was getting there. It's late. I am Fimless. And
are you sure?
That person there prompting me to say my name is Bree, I believe. You know.
Yeah.
Last I checked,
today. Today I'm Bree.
Today you're Bree.
Yeah. I guess I'll say that.
It's the way it works.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, we have a good show. We have Valena from Perry Dodge Spin on as our blogger of the week. Pretty good interview. Lots of good rogy goodness. Rougy goodness. We got stuff to talk about and some topics and all the normal stuff. So
yeah,
get to it.
Matic is here. Sit tight. Your Twisted News is coming up in a few moments.
Bjorn of the Black Storm! Honor me now with your presence!
Nerd Rage!
So, what's new? What's new?
There's a bunch of stuff that's new. We'll get into our characters in a second, but the armory, I know people already know. This is not new news, but it was pretty... new when I put it in the notes. But the armory got updated and it's all swanky now. Mm. It has a whole new interface.
Yes.
And it also has the achievements now are listed for your character. And I look at it in game, you know, obviously you look when you're bored or whatever, but I never noticed all the things it tracks.
Yeah.
You know, I knew it tracked some pretty wacky things.
It knows how many times you've killed a critter.
Yeah. Like how many times you've died from falling.
Yes. Well, this really is all some of the things it tracks since 3.0.
Other stuff it's
known forever, like number of quests and stuff.
Yeah. Because I guess it goes through the database and it sees what you do, but what I found funny was
so.
Yeah. What I found funny was the one that I actually posted about this because I found it was so bizarre. What item have you consumed the most out, like food wise? I'm like, what? Why would you even want to know?
Well, what's your favorite food to use or whatever
in game so that they can make presents for your birthday?
I guess so. I don't know.
It's like, hey, we know you like to eat this a lot.
Well, it's just stats they have, so you know why not present it. I suppose.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But the interface is very cool, and you can also do the whole comparison thing if you really want to do that. You can do that in-game now, in the armory now.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was doing that between my different tunes just to see where each one was.
Ah, okay.
So, of course, Fimless is on top of them all.
He's been around he's the oldest.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And talking about Fimless.
Yes. He, last Wednesday, which is almost a week now, wasn't a week when I wrote this down, he hit 80 Wednesday. It was actually kind of Thursday morning at like 4 in the morning. he's the eighth 80 in the guild. Now we have like 15 or so, but he was eighth at that point. After that, the next couple days, we started working on Fira with a group of a couple of the other guildies. We decided we were going to level the. We have a one of them's a paladin, a prop paladin. One of them is a holy priest, and I have my balance druid. So we have a pretty good like 3-man team right there to get through all the content. So we're leveling all together. See how that goes. So far, so good. She's at 71, and she's almost at, hopefully, she'll be at 72 shortly. She's just like a one bubble from 72. So it's going on. It's fun. It's a lot of fun leveling with other people. So that's good. Mm-hmm. And then Fun is really close to 71 now. I started him in Burian Tundra because I really didn't do much in the Burian Tundra before. So I started him there, and he's doing some quests at the airstrip, Fizzcrank airstrip right now. And it's going well. He's still holy, holy disc, hybrid, you know, holy buff bot. You know, he's got his shield, and I think I have the improved shield. I like when I spec'd him, I spec'd him for leveling, so he's got the improved shield and some other DPS damage things.
Glyphs? With the improved shield on it.
I think so. I don't know. I have to check. I'm having issues with my glyph interface right now for some reason. It must be an add-on I have, but it's really broken. Yeah. I can't do anything with the glyphs right now. So I have to figure out what that is. I've been having add-on issues lately. I don't know.
Sorry.
But it is working okay. But anyway, yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I finished up Storm Peaks with Fimless recently, and I've been going to Ice Crown to do quests there. Mm-hmm. I need to get Eben, whatever rep. Eben dudes, the Death Knight rep dudes.
Knight of the
Eben Blade. That's it, I think.
I don't really know.
The Eben
yet, so.
Raven. I don't know. I have to get rep with them because they have my helm enchant for Hunter. So. But I keep doing my daily cooking. I think I've gotten dailies 3 days in a row now, so I need two more and I can get my 5 days of dailies done, which I never did, which is so easy.
Achievement.
And I haven't done it because I keep missing one. Like, I missed one day the other day and it reset again. So I think I was at 4 and it reset because I forgot to do the daily. So,
tis.
Yes. So anyway, And the most exciting thing is that Fimless got his epic flying skill and mount.
Excellent.
I've been building and building and building up money. And just once he hit 80, the money was just flying in from quests and then selling all the crap that I get from quest rewards that are useless, and which is most of them. I finally got it. And it's just awesome. It's so nice to be able to move quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
didn't you guys go into Naxx this
Yeah,
week?
We've been in Naxx a couple times. We were in Sunday. We went and we tried the first boss in the Spider Wing and failed miserably over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It was... I don't think we're ready. You know, I think we just don't have the DPS yet. Either that or just, I don't know. I don't know what we're missing. Maybe mana regen. I think we're missing a lot of mana regen.
Let me tell you that that Matt from World of Madness, I asked him the other day because, well, I'll say it in a minute, but my priest hit 80 a couple of days ago. And I looked down at my mana regen. I hadn't been paying attention to it while I was leveling because really, you know, I'm soloing and I don't care. And I almost crapped myself when I looked down because it was like something abysmal, like 350. And I almost had a heart attack, right? Because I was like, holy crap, where did my mana regen go?
Yeah.
And then I started talking to Matt, and I asked Matt, okay, well, what should my out of combat be, you know, like what should be the number that I should have when I go into
Naxx?
And he said, well, when you're fully buffed, you should be about 800. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to do some serious work because we are set to go in next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, so we did Sunday. We failed a lot. We went back in, Monday, but the one of the main tank was having issues with his computer, and WoW installation just kept crashing, so we ended up sitting around for about an hour doing nothing and then called it. And then tonight we went back in and we tried that that boss again a few times, still not doing well, and then decided to go try to go into the some kind of disease wing or so, I don't know, the something plague, like that. We had to fight some plague wing or something, and we had issues with the gargoyles. We had issues with the trash in that one. So we just said, forget this. We just can't do it. We're not ready. We're not prepared. no one's done any heroics. Not even everybody's done all the instances. I haven't done all the regular instances even. Right. You know, we just are 80. We really have, we have our gear, but we don't have like the best, not even the best. We just have greens and some blues.
Right.
You know, I think running heroics would be good and, you know, can get us geared up and whatever. And really we can succeed better there. And, just, I think it's better. So, what we did was we called, Nax early tonight too. And I went with a group into, heroic Utgard Keep, which went pretty well, pretty easy. We downed all the bosses pretty quick. And then, we went up to Utgard Pinnacle, which I had never been in even in regular.
Right.
Did it in heroic. nice. We got the first boss down. Actually, it was pretty easy. First boss down, no problem. The second boss is weird. Like, you fight these four pre-boss creatures, and they just are like each mini-bosses in their own right, and they were blowing us away. We were just falling over left and right.
Really?
So, we then went to the third boss, which is this weird gauntlet thing that you have to do, and we got him down finally. And then we went to the last boss and wiped about five times before finally getting off to come do the podcast. So, but I think we can get there. I think this was, I mean, it's probably one of the harder heroics I would think. I mean, I don't know. I know that the first boss in the old kingdom is real hard because I tried that yesterday with a group and it was just impossible.
I know that. So from what I hear,
you're just sucky.
From the guys that in my guild that have been doing heroics since they hit 80 for about a week and a half now, that the Ashur Nerub, whatever, that one's probably one of the harder ones.
Yeah,
like they talk about that one like it's really hard, and I think the Old Kingdom is another one that's up there. And then they're like not that they're very easy. On normal, you know, but from what I can gather from them, and these are guys that are not not intimidated by many things. So for them to say it's hard, I was like,
we're do well enough. I think, like I said, we need to get into the heroics. We need to get better geared up for certain, you know, we need more mana regen for certain people and whatever. And we'll get there. I think, you know, we have the organization if we need to do it. And maybe we're, you know, we don't have any mana regen classes. You know, no one has a decent amount of mana regen for everybody to partake in.
So you don't have any of them. Red pallies or
we have no red pally. We have an enhancement shaman that's been with us, but the mana totem doesn't really do enough.
No, you need like replenish.
We don't have a shadow priest.
Okay.
So we didn't have anything to do any mana regen. So that, I think that's a lot of where we were having issues.
Yeah.
And it's just because we didn't have the DPS. I think we were pushing about 7K DPS for the group for the 10 man. Because we didn't have enough DPS necessarily, it was taking too long to kill them. So therefore, people were taking too much damage. So,
The healers. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's it. I think overall it's been a fun week so far. It was a fun week last week, hitting 80. I've really loved the questing in Northrend. I just almost every quest, I love it. There's just some great quest lines, just really epic quest lines with some great quests in them, and it's a lot of fun. It's not I would say it's challenging, but challenging in thought and figuring out what to do and
right.
doing it, not necessarily the actual, like, okay, difficulty. It's hard to kill all these mobs or whatever.
Right.
Type. Yeah, so.
Right. I agree with that.
Well, congratulations on you getting to 80.
I know
it took a
little
while. And you'll hear the interview later where we say you didn't get to 80, but by the time we recorded the rest, you're at 80.
Yes, I hit 80. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I hit 80 yesterday. A couple hours after I got home, I was halfway. I stayed up the night before till about 4:30 because I wanted to try and get as far in as I could into 79. I got halfway through. And then when I got home from work, then I finished up the rest of it. So I hit 80 last night. And to celebrate, because, you know, this is how we roll, to celebrate my hitting 80, the two crazy gnomes in my guild, Periwinkles and Candyfloss, who are, one's a Death Knight, Candyfloss is a Death Knight, and Periwinkles is the rogue, decide that, hey, wouldn't it be great if we go in down Onyxia? So, so that was my celebration gift. The three
of
us, Onyxia? Yeah, the three of us and Chris, we went to Onyxia, and I could have just been eating the whole time because they didn't take any damage. I was just basically throwing out.
Not surprising.
Paramending and renews, and it was fine. But cool. It was very cool. I got the achievement for that on Persephone finally, and it was nice to see. But I did that. Another fantastic gnome who I love very much, Naya. You're awesome. This gave me a loan, and I'm paying back the loan. But he made it possible for Persephone to get her epic flyer when she hit 77, because riding the mule was painful.
Yes.
Yeah. And when she was 77, I also leveled the last three levels shadow. Yeah. I decided that enough was enough. Actually, you know, I have to say, Mindseer as a shadow priest is fun.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You have to, like, it took me a little bit to figure out exactly how it works, but after you figure out the trick to it, you can grind up three or four. I mean, I had like groups of like three or four. I mean, you didn't want to push it too much because they do still hit you. And even if you have the shield up, they'll burn through your shield and you have to recast it and the whole thing. And then you have the debuff and all that. But if you can keep it going, you can keep grinding it for like, it's a real nice grind mechanic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention. I one of my fellow guildies, a good friend of mine, Kez, actually sent me some money, so I wouldn't be completely broke when I bought my after I bought my mount. So I would have had like ended up with like 100 gold on all my like each tune because that's what I wanted to keep it like a minimum.
Yeah.
So she sent me some money just so I wouldn't be completely broke and I could buy like bullets and stuff.
aren't guildies the best?
Yeah,
friends.
I mean, and I even said, you know, do you want me to send you back? And I'll, you know, I don't mind. I'll send it back, you know, the money back. And when I get it, she says, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, well, if you need anything, let me know.
my loan was substantially larger. And I will not. Even if he had told me not to pay him back, I would be paying back. But he's like, oh, pay it back whenever. I'm like, oh, okay. And I've been like, consistently sending him like, every couple of days another chunk. Yeah. But
well, I was lucky that I had enough, like exactly enough to get everything and still leave some money. But she decided that she was going to help out. So that was very nice.
That was very nice. Very nice. Guildies are awesome. I love my guildies. And talking about guildies, so we've had a group of guildies, about maybe six or seven, that have been 80 for about a week now. And they have been gearing themselves through heroics and been doing them pretty consistently. So today I went through two of them. I went through Violet Hold and I did Unkar Keep. And I was, they were pretty cool. I was a little scared. Because my, again, the mana regen, seeing it so low, so abysmally low, had me fearing for my life that I was going to go home as soon as I started spamming, you know? And the one thing I can say for people that are freaking out, like, because granted, she still has a number of pieces that are still 70 epics from Kara and Badge Gear. She has quest items, some instance items, some blues, and I got a couple, two rep rewards right before going in the instance. I got a wand from the Alliance of Vanguard.
Yeah.
No, not Vanguard, whatever. The Alliance, whatever. And from the Walrus guys.
Yeah.
I got a chest piece. That was nice.
Yep.
And that helped buff it up to about 465 or 450 something. So when I got the buffs, all the buffs from everybody, it my mana regen actually went up to about 600. Cool. So I didn't really run out of mana while we were doing the heroics. Then I want to see how it goes when we do a harder ones, because I did tell them that I didn't want to be to weed me in slowly. Because I don't know if I would be able to upkeep to keep up with the damage in a harder heroic.
Yep.
So they were trying to be gentle with me. But so go ahead.
Did you remember to wear your tabard of whatever you wanted to level up?
Yeah, I did actually. I'm gonna try and get the warm rest reputation first, and I know I'm doing it for something.
Some item there that they
there's
have.
An item there. There's something that I want that I can't remember right now. Besides the dragon, which I think is ultra cool.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's something else, and I can't remember right now.
Yeah,
because it's late. But
I have. I'm honored in Wormrest, I actually hit honored in Kirin Tor tonight. I wore the Kirin Tor tabard in Utgard and got over 3,000 rep and got to honored. So that was pretty cool. I didn't to see what there was for me to get. I don't think there is anything at this point, but I need to get to friendly with that Ebon Blade one so I can get their tabard and start bringing that in so I can get the head enchant.
Right. Yeah. That whole tabard system is awesome.
Yeah. I like to be able to choose. So I can go to any instance I want, any of the 80s or heroics, and I can put on whatever tabard I have, and then I don't have to worry about, oh, we have to go to this one or we have to go to that one, because that's where the rep is.
Absolutely. And it makes a difference. I got to honored tonight with Warm Rest by doing that.
Yep.
And
that's great.
It's just really nice to be able to have that flexibility.
You can even change in the middle of the place, too.
Yeah.
So you can, like, oh, I hit honored, now let's switch to this one or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
that's awesome. Cool. It's great. I love it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So our guild, the reason why I'm so frantic now to try and gear her up is because there's only two healers right now in the guild that are 80, me and Sac, our Pally.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into Naxx next week, and I want to be as geared as I can possibly be for that, outside of the fact that I can't do any of the tailoring stuff because my professions aren't leveled, because I wasn't leveling professions while questing.
You
should have
collected some frost weave cloth. So.
Yeah, I did, but the thing is that the stuff that I need is like 420 or 420, and I'm only like 390.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna sink all my cash into that. I think there's some boots that I can get made, and I think I'll have my friend, Justin Mom. She's really good at her leveling her professions.
Yeah.
So I'll ask her to make it for me, and then I'll give her the mats and stuff. So she doesn't know it, but that's what I'm gonna ask her to do. Yet
she does now.
Yeah, when she listens to this, she'll know. but so it's been a lot of fun getting finally, and then I started working on Bree yesterday. Yeah, she's been actually, because I've already been through this stuff once, I don't have this, I feel much more relaxed when I'm on her. But I have to say that I am jonesing for my damn flight, my flyer. That I on Bree, that I never had that experience with Persephone. I mean, I knew it was coming, and when I got to 70, I knew I could fly, But I think it's because I know I already have the epic flyer on Bree.
Yeah.
And that I could be could be flying around trying to farm stuff, and I can't because I'm have to be in the damn right on the ground mount. It's a little frustrating. So
yep.
She might be pushed to 77 just so that she can start flying around in and out.
Yeah, Fun doesn't have an epic flyer, and he's my miner.
Really?
So if I get when I get him to 77, it's gonna be really slow.
Oh,
but
I just couldn't do it, you know.
Yeah. Fira has her epic flight form, so at least she's already done that. So
yeah, that's good.
Anyway,
and that's pretty much what we've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little kind of extended because we had a little extra more than a week at this point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool. On with the, we have next is our interview. So enjoy.
This is Principesa from Melted Faces, and this week's Twisted Blog is...
You motherless knaves! Your corpses will make fine morsels for my new drake.
So this week, our Twisted Blog is Valena from Perry Dodgespin. That is a rogue, people. We have a rogue in the house. Rogue. And Valena likes to kill things. He, she. Because technically, the character is female, but the person behind the character, as you should find out very shortly, is not. So, but I will read what was written on the about page and says, Valena likes to kill things quickly. She doesn't really enjoy long walks on the beach unless it involves the genocide of defenseless crustaceans that can be boiled, baked, or barbecued. That's very funny. Valena is currently confused and testing out new builds, and we are very welcome to have Valena and the voice and the character, the real life avatar of Valena with us. Say hello.
Hello. Howdy.
And for the sake of my gender confusion, I'm just going to call you Val from now on.
That's great.
Okay. So how are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Woo-hoo. All right, Finn, why don't you kick it off?
Sure. Starting off with the questions we ask everybody.
Because we're really boring.
Yes, because we cannot think of anything else. No, the generic questions, we start with those. And they get progressively harder. The easy ones are worth the least number of points. At later on rounds, they probably... never mind. How long
have you been blogging? You should keep going. I think it's going to be 2 years in April, so...
Nice.
Been a while.
Very cool. So it's Perry Dodgespin's been around for almost 2 years, right?
Yeah, I started back on Blogger, and then I think I went straight to self-hosting on WordPress, so...
Now, let me ask you a question. The name, has that been the original name since you started the blog, or did it evolve?
That was the very first name.
Oh, that's a very awesome name. I think it's great. I know you do too, but
yeah, I mean, you look back, and I think the other ones, I was going to go for Slice and Dice, but that was already chosen.
Mm-hmm.
We actually thought about going for Pasta Rogue. It turns out Pasta Rogue is like a soccer blog out there.
Nice.
Already taken.
Yeah, but you know what sorry, I'm just a geek in this way. There's the exclamations do it for me. It's very cool.
They're very like old Batman.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the whole point. But it also brings the action of what a rogue is like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is awesome. It brings not just the fact that when you say that it's a rogue blog, but it also brings the essence of a rogue. To the title, which is very well done. Yeah. So now that we've gone over the title, let's get to the actual.
Actually, the title is from Daffy Duck.
Well, really?
Yeah, yes. When he does the Robin Hood. It's
Perry Dodge.
Actually, I think it's Perry Dodge Flip Spin or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. When he's doing with the little stick, right? He's Perry Dodge, and then he like gets caught and spins around himself or something like that.
Yeah.
I saw that one. See, for me, the name of a rogue blog, if I started one, would be like click, 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 click. Click.
It's like combo point. Hit.
Yeah. Well, it's like, that's what I do is just click, 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 click. Like just spam something until it goes off and then click again and click, 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 click.
Oh, look, that did something. Let me click that.
Exactly. Wait, yeah. That lit up. Click. Wait, click, click, click. Oh, that lit up. Click.
Okay, now that we've butchered.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I have a rogue.
That is how it feels.
So you've been blogging for about 2 years now, but what inspired you to start? Because when you started, there wasn't that many WoW blogs out there.
It really didn't feel like there were, and that was a big part of it. I mean, the other part is I work with Faye from Resto for Life. So when she started her blog, she tell me all about it, and we worked on different things together. And so, it's just finally like, well, I'll just make my own blog. She's been a little bit more inspirational for me than the other way around, I think. But we both kind of nudge each other when the other person gets slow or whatever. But I've been a little bit more slow lately, so.
You mean in terms of posting?
Posting, yeah.
I thought you meant leveling. No, that's a bad breed. I'm making him feel bad because
slow and steady.
He was hoping to be 80 right now, and as of this interview, he's not yet. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well. We tried to put it off as long as possible so he could get there.
I know. I appreciate that.
So. So how long have you been playing WoW? Like, total, not just to get to 80.
4 years, I guess.
Wow, pretty so much you've
the
been playing
whole time.
The whole time, yeah. I mean, we went out and camped for it the night that it came out. Started playing a little bit in beta at that time. I don't think I was a rogue, though. I think I played a warlock. I think everybody played a warlock in beta.
So did you camp out for Lich this time too?
Camp out? I'm trying to remember what we did. I think we went with a Walmart. Yep, Walmart. We tried to get a collector's edition, but there had been people waiting there since like 6 p.m.
Mm. Wow.
So, didn't happen.
I hear they're going on eBay for $300.
Really?
I don't know. That would be cheap, right? Probably more than that.
I just saw two of them at Best Buy today. So
there you go.
There you go. So is WoW your first MMO, or have you been playing MMOs for a while?
I have been playing MMOs since they were like text.
That's so awesome.
There was a one called Gemstone 3, and in that I played it's called the Empath. It's kind of a healer. You would take the wounds upon yourself and then heal the wounds. It was very strange, but from there, I played EverQuest, Dark Age of Camelot, Asheron's Call, City of Heroes. So I played a lot of MMOs.
So you are the co-creator of Blog Azeroth. How did that come about, and how do you feel it's worked out?
So Blog Azeroth, you've heard about how it was created. I think it was pretty successful at the beginning. And go ahead.
We want your perspective. We know Faze.
My perspective?
Yeah.
It's been so long, I can't remember anymore. we both kind of had this idea. I think, but usually when there's ideas, she usually is the one who pushes them more. So it got to the point where we just kind of both were saying, wouldn't it be cool if there were more places for people to meet and stuff like that and talk? And then she was like, well, how about a forum? And then she really got this idea that we should do a forum for the community. And then we started throwing around names. And then as many of these things happen, within like an hour or so, it seemed like it was there. I think it's done pretty well. I think recently I think it's just Wrath Lich King, the whole Burning Crusade kind of lull. I kind of sense that lull throughout the entire community. Mm-hmm. And it seems like people are finally getting more excited about WoW, and once again, their blogs. So I think you see that in the boards and stuff like that. And there's been a lot more spammers lately, so that's been exciting.
Oh, yeah. You know that we have for the show, there's a form. Well, you know, because...
Yeah.
But so then we haven't had any new posts since like June of this year, except recently, which now we're getting gold spam posts for RuneScape of all things.
Yeah, so, I saw that.
Yeah, so I've been deleting them. I'm like, what the hell was this? But hey, there's activity.
On the blog RuneScape.
Yeah.
Site. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but I agree. I think that that in the next month or so, when people have gotten their tunes to 80 and they are able to settle into the content, that we're going to see the flurry of activity again in the community and on the boards as well. So
I think every expansion seems to change the community.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I mean, you had a certain set of people blogging and such, not that many, before the expansion. And then, you know, then the people would come in after the expansion who are inspired by the expansion or started after the expansion. And then you've got other people kind of trailing off. Oh, you know, I wrote all these really good posts about all these things, and now no one's going to look at them because no one cares, you know, because it's all old stuff. Yeah. Oh, I made this great enchanting post and it's all old stuff. So I have to now spend all this time writing a new one, or, you know, no one's going to look at it anyway. So you know what? I just quit. So yeah, you get that, unfortunately. So yeah. You know, with each expansion, you'll have this kind of ebb and flow as people level and then see either get back into their blogs or just abandon them. And unfortunately, that's the way it works.
It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. So,
I want to see all the Death Knight blogs are going to be coming out, so I can figure out how to play one. Because
you roll your face on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm like, oh, look at that! That thing. It's almost like it's horrible to say. Now, Val can correct us on this. He could start teaching us how to play a rogue correctly, because that's how I play my rogue. My rogue's like, oh, look, it's an ability. Press, you know. Oh, I know enough to get combo points, you know. I know those are important, so I get those, and I try and keep Slice and Dice up, and actually it's because of Val that I keep up Slice and Dice and all that stuff, but after that, don't know anything, except my rogue's only 36, so she's not that high.
But that's a good level. You have a lot of abilities.
Yes.
But that's exactly how I feel. I played Death Knight a little bit, and my son's actually, he's almost 80. He's beaten me so far. I don't know how he's done it, but and yeah, when I played one, it was just what's not on cooldown. That's what you press.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's almost like, it's somewhat inverse of like a rogue, where you have to build up the points. You just let them build up and then you use them. It's like,
yeah,
you know, just, oh look, there's points, but you have like three different types of points, and then there's another type of points. Like everything has to regen.
Yeah.
So just roll your face on the keyboard.
Yeah,
basically
just click things.
Okay, then so now this is a call out. I know that there's Death Knight blogs coming out, because I know we have already a couple in the wiki of people who are anticipating. We're anticipating the expansion to start them, so now I want to see them out there, because I don't want to roll my face. My face hurts from rolling.
I think there's like a deathknight.info or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I rather anyway. I like blogs. Yes. Sometimes, I mean, the wikis are good and stuff like that, but they tend to be very generic, and then don't offer any real. Sometimes it's not the information that I'm looking for, so I prefer blogs. Blogs are more personable, so that's why we're doing this.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm just looking here at the Blog Azeroth forum of the intros, and I mean, there's 535 topics.
Nice.
So each one of those is a blog. Then there's that many blogs out there.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's right. Now we have to go back and see how many lasted past the first 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many are still around?
Yeah, you should have a second forum. No, another forum. Like, I'm still here. post if your blog is still going after
2 months.
6 months or something every like month. That. Or like 3 months after the inception. Yeah. Is your blog still going on after you 3 months after you started? That's put your name here, give you a little badge. Yeah. Keep on with the good work.
Okay. Well, you guys were putting them all into the Twisted Nether Wiki, right?
Yeah.
No, we haven't. We don't tend to use the introduction section for it. Usually it's when people request, because we don't want to just randomly put people in there. At this point, we put a whole bunch in there to begin with, and then we get emails from people that says, we want to be on. So we add them in at that point. But we haven't been proactive in checking to see if they still exist. Which I think at some point we want to be able to do.
So beyond the blog, let's talk about what your blog is about. And your blog is about your rogue.
Okay? Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. So first question is, have you always been a rogue?
Yes, until recently. About 6 months ago, we needed more healers, and so I switched to a resto druid.
I remember about something about that. Faye, I think, talked about it, that you made a druid.
Yeah, I made one, and her name is Corinna. Mm-hmm. And so I basically healed with her all the way up to Black Temple.
Wow.
And we made it to Mother Shiraz and pretty much called it quits. But that was about a week or so before the expansion, so.
Yeah.
So do you like it?
The druid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the druid, actually. I chose to level Val first, mostly to blog about it, just so I knew what I was talking about again. There's so many things that have changed. One of the posts I made a while back was on armor penetration, and they changed that a couple patches ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now it works completely different. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot of things like that, and all the new abilities, which I'm sure we'll talk about. So,
yeah, I have a 70 rogue, and I was looking on your blog to try to figure out at the 3.0 patch what to spec him as.
I can't tell you.
Well, because I had him as combat swords, mm-hmm. And then he barely has even done Kara like once or twice. Like he was the last of my 70s. To get there,
the last of the
people to get to 70 so far, so you know he's kind of languishing there. He'd probably get a ton of upgrades if I actually ran him around Northrend, but I think I respect him to assassination,
mutilate
at the 3.0, yeah, and for the little tiny bit I played him, it seemed like it was fun.
Now, do you have daggers then, or are you still?
Yeah, I swapped. I collected daggers. I actually have the dagger from Morose, Emerald Ripper. That was what it is, mm-hmm. I think. I have that one, and then some other dagger I picked up along the way. So I had them because I knew you never know, you know, if you switch, you get daggers all the time. So I'm collecting daggers as I went, and then had the swords I had. So switch. I actually had nicer daggers than I had swords.
Wow.
Because I barely got him anywhere. So. But yeah, I actually have been going. I've been going back to your site most of the time to get some hints on what to do with him. So I wasn't just kind of bashing on keys and trying to figure out. what did that do? What did that do?
I guess I'll have to update more.
please, so I can figure it out.
Well, one of the first things I would suggest you do is just start running Nexus. At the very last boss, there's a dagger called the Glacial Sharpened Vial Blade that drops. And they're one-handed. You can put them both hands, and they're better than they're better than the Emerald Ripper and all that sort of stuff.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Very close to the Fang of Baj. So they're nice. Really good.
Yeah.
Nice. You get those as soon as you get off the boat in Northrend, so.
Cool. I'll have to get a group together. I'll get like 480s to come with me. Come drag me through Nexus quickly. A couple times so I can get these daggers. I need a few of them.
Now, Val, I have a question. You know, in BC, Combat Swords was like the DPS spec for raiding and stuff like that. And now, I don't have a rogue, so this is stuff that I hear on the peripheral. But now it's supposedly all about daggers. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I can talk about it from the perspective that I know so far. A lot of the comments I've got on my blog and other places is that combat is still going to be very competitive, but mm-hmm. assassination is probably going to be where it's at. I have not seen very many sword upgrades that I've been impressed with, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm like 78 now, so and but there's lots of daggers. Yeah, and a half. But there's a lot of good daggers out there. I mean, the new Ring of Blood arena sort of quest has an excellent dagger called Woden's Second Best Shanker, and I mean, really good daggers. Not really impressed with the swords I'm seeing. So I think they're really trying to push us back that way. I think you've got subtlety and assassination are really seem to be dagger heavy, mm-hmm. Especially of course assassination with mutilate. So I don't know. I've been going back to daggers and I enjoy it. Mutilate no longer has a requirement that you're behind the creature. That used to be, I guess, several patches back, mm-hmm. like I think pre-3, you actually had to be behind them. Mm-hmm. And it made it so you really couldn't solo with it because you'd always have to gouge and stuff like that. And what else were you supposed to do with daggers besides Sinister Strike from in front of the mob? So they made a lot of changes like that. They also moved, rather than having dagger specialization, they now have a close combat specialization. They move that really high in the combat tree so that people on other trees can pick it up really easy. So, and that'll give them more crit. So,
yeah, I noticed
a lot of things are pushing towards daggers.
Yeah, I noticed with the switch to the mutilate spec, the combo points were coming like crazy, like boom, boom, boom. Oh, I'm at 5. Whoa. It's just nuts. I was compared to combat.
Yeah, I mean, combat, I never feel like I ran out of energy.
Yep.
But you kind of felt like you had to really work for your combo points. In assassination, it seems like I get like, boom, I'm at 5 combo points.
But yeah, exactly.
I don't really have the energy to spend it all the time. Yeah. So.
Well, I noticed like you crit, and then all of a sudden you have 5 combo points. It's like one crit, boom.
That's still fate.
Yeah.
So still fate makes it so your critical strikes generate you an additional combo point. So.
Yeah, that's what I noticed with the 3-0 is when I went out there to kill stuff, it was like I'd hit something, it would crit, and all of a sudden I had 5 combo points. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So have you been changing your spec while you've been leveling, or you've been leveling with one specific spec, or how's it been going?
I think I started off, like, pre-Wrath. I went to Mutilate. I just didn't feel like it was working out very well, so I went back to Swords. And then as I started going in Instances, I just really didn't feel like I was competing with any other class. It just seemed like warriors were doing all their AoE damage, and warlocks and everybody else. Everybody else has their AoE. And even with combat, even with Blade Flurry, it just wasn't really doing enough damage. So once I got some good daggers, I figured I'd switch back to Mutilate, and I've actually seen that I have been doing really well on single target bosses and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I've been happy after that. So I think I've only like respec'd twice.
And I know you're not 80 yet, but sorry, don't mean to dig the knife.
No, just keep.
Yeah. Sorry. But when is it that you guys get your the Fan of Knives at 80? Do you get
at 80?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And next patch they should be removing the cooldown, so I guess we can spam it. But.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's your AoE, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really, from what they've kind of said, they're going to make it so it does a lot of damage, so it's not going to really help us, you know, it's not going to help us push us over the top for that or anything, but I think it would be a good combo to use with our Tricks of the Trade, which is our Misdirect. So, so you know, we hit Tricks of the Trade, and then we use Fan of Knives to make it so that a whole group goes to a tank. So, not that tanks really need anything right now, but...
Hey, well, some tanks do, even with the changes.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen any. They have been amazing.
Okay. Well, lucky you.
So what have you liked most about the new skills and talents?
I actually like Hunger for Blood. It's the bottom of assassination.
Mm-hmm.
It stacks up to 3 times, and it gives you 3% each time you use it. So you get plus, you know, you basically get 9% all your damage when it's up.
Nice.
The other thing that's nice is every time you use it, it removes all bleed effects. So.
Oh, that's cool.
And it gives you, and if there happens to be one there, it gives you back 15 energy. So as a rogue, I really like being able to escape from combat or, you know, push off effects with Cloak of Shadows. Now I can use Hunger for Blood to even get rid of bleeds, which, you know, you have to be a dwarf before to have stone form to to do that. So
yes, sorry.
but now you can just be a rogue.
Any rogue.
Yeah. Any rogue.
Any rogue.
And you can just pretend that you're a dwarf. It's okay. now, so any other talents that you mentioned tricks of the trade? That's the rogue. Misdirect.
The misdirect,
now, right?
Yeah.
How does well, that work?
We got it at 75, and it works basically the same way as misdirect. You choose, you know, an allied target, you use it, and they will, I think for, I can't remember how long it is, but for a certain amount of time, all the damage you do gets missed, you know, all the threat is misdirected towards your tricks of the trade target. Mm-hmm. So, I've used it a couple times, and it seems to be nice. I think it'll work. We'll actually see how it works better in like an actual 10-man. 5-man, so far, I haven't really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Again, you're lucky. You haven't had to use it. You haven't had to worry about it.
That I have. You sound like you have the suckiest tags.
Well, not in my guild, just pugs. You see, pugging is bad, and I've been inflicted with pugs. And I can't wait to hit 80 so I can be pug free. Okay.
Is your guild all 80 then, or?
No. Yeah, a lot of them are actually. We have some crazy.
You're just slacking.
No. Yeah. You know what it is. My guildies. We're casual in the sense that we have. They're mostly older. Everybody has families and stuff like that. But we have some people who are nuts. Like they are leveling maniacs. And we have one guy that stayed up. Basically 2 days, almost 48 hours, and leveled from like 70 to like 75 or something like that. And he hit 80. He was the first one to hit 80 in the guild. By the time I logged out, there was about 10 80s already. And I'll be 11, I think, this week. But it's just that they level real fast. We don't braid. We haven't done progression yet, but we sure as hell can get through levels, man. We can get through levels. So what happened is that I got left behind because everybody was leveling so fast that the lowly little priest leveling by herself. So I was holy for most of that, and they were like, "Oh, can we come here? Can you come here to heal?" So I would go with one guildie, and it would be the rest of it would be pugs, and the tanks were always pugs because our tanks are already 80.
Yeah.
And they were doing other stuff. They were doing heroics or whatever. And yeah, no, it's don't let it fool you. Just because the aggro stuff is different now and the threat management is different, it doesn't mean that they know what they're doing.
I guess that is true. I mean, the one time I actually went to an instance, and it was a pug with Karenna to heal, it was horrific. I mean, it was a death. It was a death knight, and every single pull. I don't think he had any armor either. I think he was wearing leather or something. I don't know. But, it was painful.
I guess he figured since his name was Death Knight that it's an automatic thing that they would just stay on him.
Just an automatic I win, yeah.
Yeah, and that I don't really need to do anything. I just stand here. And yeah. So, maybe that's what it is. Anyway, but enough of my pug nightmares. What about the changes and stuff do you like the least?
I actually really disliked Killing Spree. That was the bottom of the combat tree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but most people who watch it the first time are just like odd. It looks really cool because your rogue basically flashes, disappears, and reappears in another place, and then disappears and reappears in another place as they stab, you know, I think it's like 5 times with both weapons within like 2.5 seconds. So it's this really quick barrage of your character teleporting around, hitting everything. But I don't know. I just didn't really think it paid off as far as like damage.
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't like how disorienting it was, like, when I used it, and, like, afterwards, I wouldn't end up in the same place sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'd end up, like, pointing in a different direction, and it was just, like, not fun. So, that's probably my least, so, yeah.
Have you guys been noticing, I'm going to ask you too, Finn, because you have your hunter, and you leveled your hunter first, but, this whole sticky targeting thing that, I noticed on my hunter the little bit that I've been on her, playing with her, that after you kill a mob, it automatically targets another one.
Doesn't actually automatically target another one. If you hit a special attack, if you hit it before the mob you're attacking goes down, and then it goes down before it actually hit, you know, starts, then it will pick the next target and cast it on that instead.
Oh.
If you don't hit a special, if you're just auto-shooting, it will not retarget.
Oh, okay.
If you just sit doing anything with a hunter, it'll just not. With a rogue, if you're hitting things, you hit, like, Sinister Strike, it'll just pick the next available target and start hitting him instead.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of options, though, underneath controls and combat and stuff like that, the control that isn't there.
Yeah, there is, but I think they're broken. Like, yeah. You turn it off and it breaks certain things, like don't work anymore that you expect them to work, and I don't know. I just left them on the way they came because I heard Jess, from Lady Jess and more, or something like that.
She's going to be pissed off at you.
Yeah, she can be mad at me now. Lady Jess and then some. Sorry. Yes, I know what her name or her blog is or something. Isn't that right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
I call her
She's
Lady Jess.
She's
going to
yell
so.
At me. Lady Jess, yes. She was having a complaint fest about the auto-targeting and stuff, and she tried every combination of turning things off and macros and all sorts of stuff, and it just didn't stop. Because, you know, it would send the pet off into the wild and pull everything inside.
I don't know. So. From the very beginning of the game, I learned from grouping that, you know, you don't tab target, you click target, you know, make sure you don't have your auto attack on, and so, I don't know, I've always played in a very methodical sort of way when I'm in a raid, so I've never really had issues like that, so.
Well, I mean, the reason why I bring it up is because it's something that I know other people have been talking about after 3.0. It wasn't an issue before.
Yep.
It became an issue after. I was just wondering if you were experiencing that as well.
I haven't really run into that.
No. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing in regards to glyphs and stuff like that? Are there any really cool glyphs that rogues out there should know about?
There's a lot of bad ones.
Okay. Why don't we start there?
I don't know. I just don't feel like enough of them do enough, I guess. They just don't seem very useful. There's other ones. I think warriors have like one on their killing spree that allows them to hit an additional target or their sweeping strikes.
It's a bad one. Don't do
it. Is it a bad one?
Yeah, because what happens is this is what happened. This is why I was talking about that the sticky targeting thing.
Uh-huh.
Because we did ZA while before we were while everything was on easy mode, after 3.0, the guy had sinister that glyph on. He was a very experienced tank, and he kept breaking CCs because the extra strike would hit a target that was near him, which was the CC, and he got so frustrated, he said, I'm going to take this thing out as soon as we're out of here, because it kept doing that to him, regardless of what if he click targeted, it was doing that to the next target. So I know that for him, at least, he was having trouble with it. So if we have one of our tanks that wants to say how to fix it, or wants to write a post about it and link it to us, send it over, and we'll put it in the show notes and, or put it on the website so people can read about it. But yeah, I saw happen, and he got really irritated with it because it kept hitting targets that he wasn't intending to hit at that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for example, we have Blade Flurry, mm-hmm. Glyph for that, but all it does is reduces our energy cost by 100%. I think that's pretty good. But probably the most useful ones are, let's see, if you are combat, Adrenaline Rush, it reduces your cooldown by a minute. Most rogues are going to like the Sinister Strike one, which has a 50% chance to add additional combat point, or combo point. There's a Slice and Dice one that adds 3 seconds to the duration. Mm-hmm. There's a Rupture one. But, for example, there's no Mutilate one, which actually I've been really disappointed to see. And on my particular server, I don't think anyone has actually been able to research the Glyph of Vigor, which means if you take Vigor, which gives you 10 more points towards your maximum energy, this gives you 20 points. Mm-hmm. So that's actually what I've been waiting for someone to get, but no one has.
I should check to make sure, see if I got it or not on mine, because I know I keep doing the minor inscription research, and I look at him and go, ah. usually most of them are like, ah, whatever, I got the penguin for the mages, and or whatever it is.
Yeah, those are pretty easy to pick up. But
yeah. So.
It's and then for the miners, there's like Pickpocket, which increases your range by 5 yards. Mm-hmm. I find that it helps a lot, because there's another one that makes it so your rupture is increased by 5 yards, but I wouldn't use that one, Ambush. But it makes it so that you don't have to be quite as close to Pickpocket, and I've mm-hmm. got a Pickpocket on at the beginning of every one of my openers.
Yeah.
I do that too. So it's very useful. Got lots of money from that. So
yes. So then you have Pickpocket, the Miner Glyph on you, and what else do you have on your on Val right now?
Right now I've still got the Sinister Strike one, because I have nothing mm-hmm. to replace it. Mm-hmm. Slice and Dice, and add the Glyph of Vanish, which makes it so your movement speed is 30% more when Vanish's effect is on. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that one, but someone gave it to me, so I used it. that's kind of the way I got all these, is I had friends who just, oh, I just learned this. Do you want it? Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
You remind me that since I hit 80, I haven't socketed my last glyph spot. I need to go figure out what hunter glyph I want in addition. Yeah. Add that in.
Add that in, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't. Why don't you stop rubbing it in? That not only have you hit 80, while neither Val or I have not, that you're already leveling your alt. Okay? Can we?
Hey,
can
at
we
least just I'm not at 79 like the other guy in my guild. You got to 80 and also has a 79.
Yeah, well, the other guy doesn't do the podcast. Okay?
It's true. That's why.
Yeah.
See, if I didn't do the podcast, I would.
Oh no! Don't you dare! Don't you dare!
You went there, not me.
Same could be said. If I wasn't doing the podcast, I'd be 80 by now. Yeah, I'll be 80 by now.
We postponed this very long so you could get to 80.
Both of your excuse too.
Anyway, so
go ahead.
What are you looking forward to most at the end game with your rogue? Leveling the druid.
You know, actually, yeah, actually. I don't know. I haven't really looked that far ahead. My guild's already got about 1980s, and so they're very eager to do Nax any second now. Okay. I think they tried to get one started tonight, in fact, but they didn't. So they should be. So I might be in Nax by Wednesday. So. Ooh. And that should be interesting to see how that goes. I'm actually eager just to stick with the 10 mans.
Yeah.
I really don't want to go back to 25 man at all. Just too many people, too much coordination, just not as much fun. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what I'm eager to do that. I'm eager to play my druid, and I really learned to like healing. So I started her to find out what, you know, that was like, and I've really enjoyed it, so.
Very cool. So let me ask you a quick question. What professions do you have on your rogue right now?
The same ones I've had from day one, and that's herbalism and alchemy. And Val is elixir master, so it's been rather enjoyable. I'm not sure I really like this new research thing where you get like once a week. But at least it's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than TBC, which there's still recipes I never learned.
Right.
Even though I made thousands and thousands of pots.
When do you get the research thing?
I can't remember exactly what level it is. Let me double check.
Is it like a certain alchemy level or a certain like level of your own?
It's an alchemy level. I think you can get it right from the trainer. Like, I think somewhere around, I want to say 400.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's on like a 6-day, I think it's on a 6-day, 7-day cooldown.
Nice.
Well, you know, I mean, but if there's only like, you know, 10 things to discover, then.
Oh, there's quite a bit.
So, yeah. At least that's better than the whole like, oh, you happen to get a discovery. Because it could take me 3 weeks before I get a discovery, making 800 elixirs and I never get a discovery. And then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think mine got like 2 discoveries in her entire lifespan.
Well, that was the annoying thing was like a lot of the good flasks were all discoveries. So I had none of the. I had 1 good flask that no one else. I think I had the mana regen flask.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one I got, Massive Restoration or something like that. That was the only one that I discovered that was decent and worth it, like, and other people in the guild wanted. Everything else was, like,
useless. Yeah,
the
Pure Death I got Fortification and Pure Death, and that was it.
Yeah.
Pure Death was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah. But I saw my friend, actually, who's the alchemist in the guild, he sent me, which I'm so happy to see, they made a flask for spell power, and it's 125 spell power.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I'm so happy to see it.
It's because that's not much anymore.
I'm sure that is. What are you talking about?
Just wait.
125 with my inner fire. That's 120.
Yeah, same.
That's 200.
That's good.
You kidding?
You need a lot. Though.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Just wait till you have to heal higher end raids.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back holy.
A lot,
can't tell you.
A lot of healing.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm looking forward to it.
It's fun.
I accept the challenge.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that it's going to be bad. I'm just saying that amount more spell power is not that much when you're looking at what you need to be able to heal through.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah, we'll see.
Make it harder. When your tank has 30,000 hit points. It's
What's that one called?
What's it called? Jeez. Hold on. Let me look it up real quick. Because I didn't focus on the name. I just focused on, oh my lord, it has 125 spell power on it. Seems so much. Hold on.
That's one thing I'm actually quite impressed about when they kind of redid the whole system is that now in Wrath, we've got things for hit rating, expertise, armor penetration. There's an elixir of armor piercing.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have a critical strikes.
Well, it's like the foods
elixir
too.
Now, so.
The foods they have crit food, haste food, hit. I don't know if they've hit. They've got armor penetration food. They have resilience food.
You know what? Cooks are going to be in high demand. The feast food increases everything, all your stats by 60. So like spell power, attack power, stam, everything by 60. So that's nice. It's called Flask of the Frostworm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it increases spell power by 125 for 2 hours. And it's persistent through death. Very nice.
I was looking at elixirs. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's like the same type of, like, looking at the numbers, they all seem like, whoa, my goodness, but, like, the leather workers get a thing they can attach to their bracers that's, like, 115 attack power. And I'm like, whoa, but.
Okay, give me my moment, Finn, because
no,
for
that's
me,
good.
At this
no,
moment,
that is good.
I think it's like.
That was the same awesome. Thing I was feeling when I did that. I was like, oh, look at that, 115 attack power. But then I looked and I'm like, whoa, yeah, that's great, but, you know, look how much more we're going to need to keep bumping the DPS up.
Yeah.
Need to get more DPS.
So, Val, now,
yep.
What, this is our last question for tonight. It's sad. It doesn't seem so long ago that we started, but it is true. We are at the end. What is the cutest non-combat pet that you own?
Oh, gee. I think I've got, let me see what I have right now. It'd be like 56 pets.
Wow.
So
he's a collector.
Yeah, I've got a lot of them. I actually like the magical crawdad pet.
Really?
Yeah, little Mr. Pinchy. I don't know if I'd say he's the cutest, but he's pretty cool. I also like the Spirit of Summer and the Firefly. Hmm. And then the Ghostly Skull, that's pretty nice. The one that you can get in that Dalaran underbelly.
Really? I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, yeah. You just go down, and it's 40 gold. And you get it from the guy in the sewer. It's really great if you have a warlock, because you've got this little floating, cackling skull falling everywhere you go.
I think I'm going to buy it for one of our gnomes. Nice. He'll enjoy it.
One of our gnome pickup, warlocks.
Yeah.
It's buying
on
pickup.
Oh, it's buying on pickup. Darn. Well, then I'll tell him, and I'll tell him to come down and buy it.
I bought, like, several of them for people in my guild, and was very disappointed when it got to the mailbox.
Cool.
So. But, so yeah, I've got lots of, I like all my pets. They're fun. So, and then the critter bites, the food that they just made.
I use them tonight.
Now, I think what I've seen is I think you can keep using them over and over again. You can have more than one.
Yep. Yeah, I actually got in Nax. I was waiting for us to start, and I used it on a maggot. And the maggot comes over, and it's my little pet. He just follows you around. And then Mr. Bigglesworth came walking by. The cat, Nax, there's a cat that wanders around Nax, Mr. Uh-huh. Bigglesworth. And I got him, too, at the same time. So it's like, whoa, and they're all following me around. I didn't try to do any more than that. It was fun, though.
Oh, I saw a person in Dalaran, and they had to have like 10.
That's wow. Awesome.
It was impressive. It was cool.
Just run around, collect critters. I was making the critter bites to level up cooking. It was cheap comparatively to level up cooking with that, so I was doing that. I need to make more.
What do you guys think of that whole northern spices thing that you only get like a couple every single time?
I have no problem with it because I have a lot of them now because I've been doing it daily every day. And you get anywhere from like 2 to 5 or 6. And you can always use one of those things with 10. Yeah, I mean, you can always use one of your little... like, because once you've gotten all the recipes or all the ones you want, if you keep doing the daily, you get those badges, and they're good for... every one is good for 10. So they can build up pretty easily. And you can always have, like, if you have alts especially, you level them up. That guy may not be doing cooking, but he can do the cooking daily for what, you know, if you want. And they can get the badges you send and get the spices and send them over. So I think could be fine. I think it's easier than farming for them.
Yeah. Well, I like that they've done that for all the different professions. It seems like there's an easier way now to earn things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people have been complaining about it. And actually, we had this big discussion in guild chat the other day. How some of the people in the guild are like, I miss when everything was hard and you really had to work for it. It was uphill both ways in the snow, blah, blah, blah. and other people are going, but I don't have time for uphill in both ways in the snow. and I like it this way and they're making it easier. It doesn't mean it's easy. It just means that it's more fun. And so, I don't know.
I think that's going to be the debate of the ages.
I like the fun. Well, I just heard that Ghostcrawler said that the difficulty of Northrend is right where they want it to be.
Where he wants it. Yeah.
So, I agree. Saw that.
Yeah. Supposedly, what's going to happen is that as more content comes out, it's going to be progressively harder in the sense of like the rating or whatever. But that currently, the content that is out is at the level where they want it.
Well.
Regards to difficulty and such.
Well, I have to say, we, a group of five of us have been pretty easily going through a lot of the instances, without any issues, non-heroic. We finally got, our 10 plus 80s together, and tonight, before we recorded this, we went into Nax. I have to say that the 10 of us, all at 80 with decent gear, could not down the single boss we tried, which was the first spider boss. Mm-hmm. The spider wing, we could not down him. We couldn't even get him down below 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So It really isn't that easy. Now, people, if they're still wearing T7 gear or whatever it was, or they've got heroic gear and stuff, which we don't have, might find it easier. But we were struggling quite a bit. So
now the question is, how many of you had gone through Nax in this
None of us.
Original incarnation? Okay. See, I had guildies who went to a Pug Nax this week, right? And one of them was a hardcore raider that had gone through Nax as a 40 man. So they were able to down like four or five bosses because he was already, because he knew. Yeah. And that's all about, that's how it is. Like he was like saying, oh, wow, I can't believe how easy it is. But then he's remembering the strats from when it was a 40 man. And so he was aware, he knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
We did, and I think a lot of the people that did that. Yeah. But it's a different
secondhand.
Yeah, yeah, from strats or whatever. So I'm glad that he's coming on to the raid with us, because he'll help us out with that, because he knows the strats.
Well,
and
like
stuff,
we went through and we were like, okay, we knew generally what to do, but what we were having issues with was like our healers were running out of mana, and just that was it. Like you can't take so many pots all the time now, so when you run out of mana, you're done. So they were running out of mana, and
mana management.
Our DPS weren't really putting out, I think, as much as they should have. And they, you know, needed to get the boss down for whatever reason. The tanks weren't really picking up the adds well, things like that. You know, I mean, it might have been just we didn't know exactly what to do, but you know, we were getting there. We just kept wiping over and over again, and after a while, we decided to stop.
Well, I mean, you will get it.
Yeah,
soon enough.
Yeah, it was okay. It was fun. It was nice to get back into there, and it was fun to be learning it. So,
and Val will be there. This week, actually.
I hope so.
Yeah, you'll do great.
So we wish you well with that. And
thank you.
And I cross my fingers and toes that you reach 80 very soon.
Not tonight, but very soon.
Tomorrow, you will do it tomorrow.
Yeah. So, Val, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show. You were awesome. And thank you for being so accommodating.
Yes.
With all the issues.
Thank you.
So we really appreciate it, and it was awesome speaking with you.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, hello there. My name is Desdemone from Will Tank for Heels, and it's time for your hot topics from the internet. There.
Haldor of the Rocky Cliffs, grant me your strength.
Okay, so we got topics.
Topics.
Yeah, first we want to say a big, and this is obviously several days old, but anyway, Celeste knows that we were thinking of her. We want to say a happy blogiversary to Bellwether for Hales.
Yes, and we're not allowed to sing anymore.
No. That's right.
Happy blogiversary to you.
So. Many, many more, Belle. Many more.
Yes, definitely.
Now, I came across this today, and I told Stop that he wrote an awesome post, but remember in the interview we were talking about that I wish there was a guide to learn how to play the Death Knight?
Yes.
And I found one.
Yes.
Our
you
very
roll your
own
face on the board, on the keyboard, right?
Well, no. Yeah. It's how to stop rolling your face on the keyboard. It's how to learn.
It's a 10-step program.
Yeah. Step away from the keyboard and start using your fingers.
Yes.
Instead of
take your face away from the keyboard.
Yeah. So, the Stoppable Force, which I can't pronounce his tune's name. It starts with Kulin, something like that. But we all refer to him as Stop.
Stop.
So, Stop wrote this awesome post of how to learn to play a Death Knight, and I highly recommend it for anybody who is even remotely considering playing a Death Knight, because it is very different than all the other classes, and it does have a different mechanic, so it really helps to get a basic idea of, and he goes really, he even puts the icons of the abilities
spells,
so that it's like a pictorial.
Yep. No. I read it, and I was looking at it. I haven't played my Death Knight again since I got her to 58 and into Outland and parked her at Honor Hold. But when I get back into it, I'll definitely take a look at that. And yeah, it was basically what I was doing anyway. But it's nice to see, you know, this, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a good way to do it. And this is a good way to do it. So yeah. Much easier.
Yeah. So I will be using that when Zombri actually, when I actually start playing her. I have it bookmarked.
Yes.
And
Blizzard, I'm still waiting for being able to create a Death Knight on a another server.
That's not going to happen for a while. I know, but it's not going to happen for a while. Don't expect it anytime soon.
I want it. I said I want it, though.
You will. You will get it. They said that you're going to get it. It's just not now.
I could pay my $25 and transfer the one I created off to another server, I guess. But
yeah, but what's the fun in that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, just paying $25 is no fun.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway.
You just wait.
Exactly.
So Salad Fork from Omen of Clarity has a good tailoring leveling guide, which I should really, I put this in the show notes, but I really should pay attention to that because I really need to level my tailoring now.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was a great post, just a quick, you know, do this. It really is actually really easy to level tailoring. There's really not a lot of different patterns you have to get up there,
mm-hmm.
From what I could tell and from his post. Like leatherworking is a lot more difficult because stuff like changes to yellow pretty quick and or green, and then you got to get more recipes, and, you know, more patterns and such. So,
well, I'm happy about it because tailoring used to be a major PETA to level.
Definitely.
Okay? All right, so.
Yep.
And also Jericho at Tank That. I also put this in a compilation link, a post that I have on my site. But he wrote up a great guide for tanks with regards to rep rewards, like where you can find them and what pretty good for tanks or whatever. So you can look at that list in the show notes.
Yep. And also just one more. I wasn't on the list here, but I just put some information. I have to get the link. Alcoholics R Us, Andrea, put up a guide to the Northrend dailies, like pretty comprehensive guide. It just went up today. So
cool.
That was probably a really good resource. You see kind of what's kind of cool is if you look at a lot of these links, it's all like guides and things, which, you know, we've gotten to that point where, you know, we've gotten past the, okay, I'm at Northrend, I'm at 77, I'm at 78. And the people who normally do, you know, guides and helpful things, unlike me, who just writes, hey, I'm 77, 78, have really started to get back in there and doing it. You know, they've gotten past their I have to play, I can't blog stage. And
the wealth of information is coming in.
Exactly. And it's awesome. You know, we're one of the things I would like to do with the wiki, mm-hmm. if we get a chance, is to have a section, where we talked about this before with our, with like hot topics basically, and kind of the best of the interwebs mm-hmm. basically. You know, you want you did a post about the places to go to find posts about gear, right? So it would be cool to have, you know, okay, this is the section about gear. And now we have all the, like, the top posts people have put in blogs about gear. And it's just pointing to blog posts about the gear. I know you go to WoW Wiki or whatever, but this is like, okay, gear lists and stuff like that. And then there's a section that's about, you know, daily things and about rep rewards or about, you know, leveling, tailoring, you know, professions or, you know, zone information or whatever. Someday, when we have time, out of our busy schedules, things calm down, I would like to start looking at that, trying to compile that. So maybe we'll start, if you've seen a great topic out there, a good guide, but mainly for Northrend, because the older guides, you know, they're useful, but, you know, comparatively not as much anymore. But if you find good guides about different things, send it to us at our email address, and we can start compiling that, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, and it was funny you were talking about that. People are starting to create their guides and stuff. I was actually complaining. I was having a hard time yesterday looking for gear guides, gear lists for my forums for the guild, because I wanted to put links on them in the forums for each class, so that I could start telling people in the guild, okay, you're getting close to 80, start looking for this stuff. So, you know, these are the things that could help you out to get, you know, enchanted and geared up or whatever. And I was having a really hard time finding stuff. And today, this morning, when I look at my, you know, my iGoogle page, right? I have my reader on like one of the little widgets, and 4 out of the 5 first posts had to deal with gear lists. You know, one from World of Matic is that I'm going to mispronounce her name, so that's why I'm not saying the whole the Sai, the druid. There's another one from dwarf priest, and there was a whole slew of them that just hit the interwebs today.
Yeah,
wow, that's very cool. So you ask and you shall receive, it seems.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Especially so, you, Bree. You ask and everybody just goes, yes, Bree.
No, you know what? Like, it really, it's like mental telepathy. I was like, you know, there really should be a guide about this. And there it is, like, boom. Christmas.
Yeah, you can find anything on the internet there.
Actually, hold on. There is a shout out that I need to ask. Not a shout out, but a request.
Request.
If anybody knows a good guide for rogues, I could not find one. It doesn't seem to have been to exist yet. Send me a list. Send me a post. Send me a link. Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Because rogues need loving too.
Yeah. Rouges.
Yeah. Okay.
So next up is our mail call.
Hey, Av from Holier Than Thou speaking. I hope you guys sent him in some interesting stuff this week, because, without further ado, here's the mail call.
Ranulf of the Screaming Abyss, snuff these maggots with darkest night.
So, did we get any mail?
Yeah, you got a mail? Yeah. You got mail. We got two mails, two emails, actually.
So, I got a mail about, from, who is it? It's a Maison. Maison from the Barthilius server. He's a marksman. And I was a marksman for a while. I remember a show a few weeks ago. I switched to marksman when 3.0 came out. I wanted to get a cool pet, but I wasn't Beastmaster. So, since then I have actually switched to BM, and I'm getting all the BM pets, and I'm pretty happy being BM still, so I'll probably stay there for a while. But what he says is that the Vargul Blighthound is a really cool pet tame from Zul Drek without being a Beastmaster. And like other wolves, the Furious Howl skill is great for marksmen. Plus, you can train him at 75, his natural level, to have Call of the Wild as well. So that's 148 AP for both melee and range for the party, plus 10% AP for the party. So doing a howl before the call is an additional 14.8 attack power. So anyway, it's a cool looking pet that gives you sweet buffs without having to go Beastmaster. But of course, I already did go Beastmaster. But thank you. Anyway, it's a cool pet.
It is a cool pet. Do you know which pet he's talking about?
It's a wolf, the Zul Drek, that Vargul Blighthound. It looks like a demon.
It does. Yeah. And it is by far the most distinctive pet that I've seen. It's very striking because it even has swirls that glow on it.
You haven't seen my wasp.
Yeah, okay.
My wasp is
huge. That sounds a little double. It has a little bit of a double entendre there.
You haven't seen my wasp.
You haven't seen my wasp, baby.
Come back in the back. But, I'll show you my wasp.
I'll show you my wasp. Goodness. We'll move on.
Moving on. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. So the Blighthound is very cool looking, and if you don't know what it looks like, it looks like all those demon hounds with the glowy feet, but it's red and black.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. I'm tempted. But yeah, that's really nice to know. So thanks a lot. Yes. And actually, talking about jokes with the podcast, one of the funniest episodes that we've ever had has to have been a thing that happened while we were not recording. And it happened with Fickle and Stye from Just For the Horde. And we started talking about, because dual boxing, right? So they started talking about the double ding.
Yes.
You remember that?
Double ding.
And I lost it the other day in guild chat because Chris and his wife, Justin Mom, they both dinged 80 at the same time about double maybe ding. like 3 or 4 days ago. And Chris gets on Ben, he goes, "Hey, we just double dinged," and I lost it. I lost it because it brought up all the lovely memories. And I'm sorry that you guys could not know what we're laughing about, but these are the things that happen when we're not actually recording the show, but after, some of the best stuff happens after we turn off the mics.
Yes.
So, yeah. So there's a screenshot of the double ding and everything.
Yes.
Sorry. A tangent. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, somebody sent us email from Paul. "Hey, Bree and Fimless. Wrath of Lich King has been a disappointment for me. Aw. The content is great, the game is great, but what did Blizzard do to the Rogue? Why is it that every other spec got nice 51-point talent spec but the Rogue? They've butchered into combat maces, they've butchered combat swords, they have yet to fix killing spree in combat spec, in assassination, HFB is an energy hog, and is a pain to keep up. Shadow Dance and Sub is retarded. Oh, I can ambush 3 times in a row, and I can... And can you explain what the point of sap out of stealth? Once a target is flagged for combat, you can't sap them anyway. Please get some rogues on the show. I'd love to hear what they are doing and how they feel."
Well, you know, it's we had a rogue on the show. I hope that he answered some of these questions.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed to like the being a rogue still. So
yeah,
I mean, so I think Val will probably answer some of these anyway in his blog, quite a bit on and off, because you know that's kind of the point of his blog. You know, what's going on with the rogue. I would say keep an eye out on Val's blog, and right. Hopefully you'll see some answers to these. You can send him mail too. I'm sure he has some contact information on his website.
Yes, he does.
And say, you know, hey, what's going on with the rogues?
Yeah, and I know that he's still evaluating a lot of these issues. He's still trying to get a feel for everything, how it plays out. And he's not at end game yet, so he probably is by now.
I hope so.
Yeah, probably is by now.
I hope so.
but yeah, so definitely email him. He's very knowledgeable, and he will be able to answer these questions for you.
Yes, definitely.
Especially if you feel like they weren't answered in the interview, just let him know. And I think that's it.
That's it for our mail.
Tor of the Brutal Siege, bestow your might upon me!
I'll mount your skull from the highest tower!
Once again, if you have a question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, especially any really good guides or things to do in Northrend, because everybody's trying to figure everything out right now. It'd be nice to have a little breadcrumb trail to figure where everything is. Let us know. You can email us. The contacts, the emails are on the contact page. You can also use our call-in hotline at 206-203-4546. The website is twistednether.net.
Yes.
Check out our forums at Blog Azeroth.
Yep, and also make use of the Twisted Nether Wiki, which we talked about a little bit today, at wiki.twistednether.net. Go and have a look. We have a huge, and just getting huger by the minute, a list of blogs. If you have a blog and you'd like it to be added, please go ahead and email us at wiki at twistednether.net.
Yep.
And that will send mail to our Wikibrarians, one of which, and the main one, is Kestrel, who is a little bit behind right now adding things. So, you know, send email one time. Don't worry. Yeah. We'll get to it. He'll get to it. And you'll get added. If you see, this is a little new thing. If you see a blog that is no longer active on the list, point it out to us. Send an email to that same email, wiki@twistednether.net, and let us know, or if we have an error somewhere, et cetera, et cetera. Please, please let us know, because we want that to be accurate, and we want to get rid of blogs that don't exist anymore, et cetera. So, or Merkham is inactive, actually, is what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kes has been out of town and with family and stuff like that, so when he gets to it, he will, and we thank him again profusely for doing any little bit that he does.
Yes, yeah, so, he's doing great.
Yeah, and so if you listen to us via iTunes, leave us a comment. We love comments, good or bad.
Yes.
Comments help.
Yes.
Comments keep the podcast go round and round.
Yes. Give us and a reason to get up at the middle of the night and do it.
That's right. There's a reason why to stay up until 2:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
That's right. And next week, we have...
A big show. A big show. Big red show.
Yeah, big red show.
The big red show.
Yeah, big red kitty.
Woo!
Big red kitty will be with us this Friday.
This Friday.
Board. And so it's a big show. Yes. And if you want to ask any big questions, you should send them in.
Quickly.
Yes, quickly, because I have to send it to him by Thursday or Friday morning. Yes. So send me emails of what you want to ask him. Or else it's all left up to us to ask.
Yeah, we're going to ask very strange things like his favorite ice cream flavor.
Well, I think that we already know that. He's pretty adamant. Well, I know what his favorite coffee flavor is.
Ah, yes.
He's very
forthcoming with that information. Anyway, so, yes, and thank you for listening to our show. And we will, sorry it's late this week, and we will see you next week.
Yep, see you guys next week. Yep. Thanks. Yep.
This is Lynn from the Loon's Guidance, and you've been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcaster. Soul will be returned to you momentarily. Until next week, that is. But what good is a soul, anyway?
You call that an attack? I'll show...
Yes, we had an email. I can't find it. If you can find it. Where's the rogue one? I don't see it.
Hold on. I pasted it. I copied and pasted it.
But I can go to the second one. Second one first. First one second. But, wait. I think I got it. Yep. It was from... Yes, hold on. Here we go. It's... Here we go. Ah, yes. Here we go. Okay.